All right, here we go. Thursday, time for trivia. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger just walked in. He's already laughing about something.
Ron's got like all leather on.
We haven't even.
What is this? So when you cross your legs, you don't catch fire?
Well, I guess that would help.
You're like you're dressed in asbestos here, man. I mean, it's good, pretty good look.
No,
look like you just stepped off the stage with Fleetwood Mac or Bob Seger or somebody.
There you go. That's what I'm going for.
There you go.
Or maybe they just stepped off the stage with me.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. That's a nice. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Got on my purple print shirt.
I know. You're looking. It's right. This is like. Right out of the 1960s, man.
Nah.
Make love, not war. Hey, peace and love. Bring the boys home.
Yeah, that's right. Peace and love all the time.
What's
so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
No.
Nothing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Well, you got a question today, or are you just going to talk about my sartorial splendor?
Well, we got the Seminoles coming into Carmichael today.
Okay.
So that'll be a good one. I tell you what, the Florida State women's program has really come along very, very nicely. They're playing extremely well. So good luck to the Lady Tar Heels. They'll have a tough task tonight. And a question today, Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
So all you people out there who watched all those episodes of Seinfeld.
Yeah. You probably know the answer to this question.
I would think so.
Whatever it is.
Here we go. On this day, on this very day, my friend Ronald Stutz. On this day in 1995.
Okay, Fred Wagoner Tiger.
Seinfeld fans finally learned Kramer's first name when his estranged mother called him.
By that name. Yeah.
What's the name?
Okay.
What is Kramer's first name? It was back in the 1995 year of that series that his estranged mother called him by that first name, and we finally learned, oh, my gosh, he's got another name besides
Kramer. Yeah. All right. Well, I can see him coming into the room right now.
I can see him riding the luggage, the baggage carrier thing at the airport, you know, where you kind of – I always wanted to do that.
I think you should.
Come up out of there and just, you know, come up with your baggage.
Yeah.
Bounce right off the thing and – on your way.
Yeah. I think that's a great question.
Thank you.
Put it out there. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer. Kramer's first name. That's all you got to know.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Kramer's last name.
First name.
First name.
Yeah.
Was on
it was revealed.
Seinfeld.
On this day, January 5th, 1995.
Cosmo.
That is exactly correct.
Yeah. I don't know why I knew that, but I did.
Revealed in the sixth series episode, The Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Kramer was part of an iconic cast that ended its 9-year run in 1998 at number one in the Nielsen ratings. Kramer's real name is Michael Anthony Richards. He's now 67 years of age, and he had that unfortunate incident.
Where he said something racist.
He kind of lost his cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad that it happened and unfortunate for him that he blew his cool.
Hope he doesn't really feel that way.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope not. But,
funny guy.
Well, I mean, Larry David and all those guys and Jerry Seinfeld. That was a remarkable stretch of shows essentially about
nothing.
Double dipping.
Not really.
Yeah, you know, just kind of crazy stuff. But it hit a chord.
Touched a nerve.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, and Cosmo was
Cosmo Kramer.
A big part of that.
Yes, it was. Everybody have a great day.
Yep. You too.
Thank you.